Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is all of the verses that they left out this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, you've probably noticed something that I have, and that is that when you go on social media or you go on the websites or whatever, they have a way of tracking you and know what you're like shopping for example. Like if I went home and if I Googled, you know, I want to buy pillows, right? And I'd look at a bunch of pillow sites. I guarantee you the next day, whatever I went on to, all of a sudden there'd be all these ads for pillows, right? Now, I don't think there's anything nefarious about this. I mean, it's just, we're in a market-driven society, and people certainly want to sell things. And eventually, at a certain point, we have to be responsible for ourselves, right? I mean, I see an ad for pillows. I shouldn't just go into, you know, shock or turn into a zombie and wake up the next day with a house filled with pillows, right? I mean, that's not the case. So, but I did notice this in a very interesting way. It told me a lot about how maybe our society views Christians and certainly views me. My mornings are always the same. I wake up, make a pot of coffee. As I'm drinking it, I'll do the crossword puzzle, and then I play a couple games of Risk, and then I'll go on Facebook. And I'll press videos. Now, when I started doing that, the videos I watched, first and foremost, were bad driver videos, okay? So I'd see all these really bad drivers, and pretty soon, now all of a sudden, I started getting videos that were linked to that, right? So I'd get videos about police arresting bad drivers, or I'd get my favorite videos, the road rage ones, right? Where they're really bad drivers and they're going after each other. The best ones are the Russian ones. They're just hilarious. But so I get all this. Now, eventually, recently, I changed the videos I was watching just to see what would happen. And so I started watching videos linked or dealing with Christianity. So I'd see videos about some guy on college campus that would be debating with atheists. Or I'd see a Christian pastor debating with a Muslim about, you know, who Jesus really is. Or I've seen lots of videos about this guy who goes around and meets people on the street, and he'll give them $100 if they can answer three questions from the Bible that are really easy. Wish I'd run into him. I'd win every time. They're not that hard. But so I started watching those videos. And a funny thing happened. The next day, I started getting an entirely different genre of videos, and I can't get rid of them. Now they're constantly popping up. And you know what they are? They're videos about people trying to prove that we have a flat earth. Okay? That the earth is not round. If you think that, no offense, okay? But you read these things and see these videos, and I'm telling you, they're quite convincing. I mean, they have videotape evidence of how Apollo 11, right, was just all faked. It was done on a soundstage, and they can prove this and that. And they have, you know, videos of how there is no curvature of the Earth, and they have, they use mathematics and physics and all these things. They have videos of what the firmament actually is. That was kind of interesting. And yeah, I mean, they're very convincing. Now they haven't convinced me. Okay, I'm still pretty sure the Earth is round. For one thing, people have trouble keeping secrets. Governments can't keep them at all, so I don't know how they were able to do that one. I can't imagine why they would. On top of that, it's not like around Earth, a globe, is a new idea. I mean, it's been around for a couple thousand years. And I don't really understand what the big deal is. I mean, if the Earth was flat or the Earth was round, it wouldn't change anything that I do or in the way I see anything. I don't think that's the case, though. What interests me, okay, is that Facebook, no offense if you're linked to that in any way, okay, but Facebook, I think, is a reflection of our society. And according to them and their algorithms, right, my belief in Jesus Christ and the doctrines therein of Christianity is very similar to our society, to those who believe that the Earth is flat. In other words, they think we're crazy. Every time, you know, when I say, God has created the world, crazy. God redeemed a fallen world, nuts. We're looking forward to a Savior who's going to return and bring us home. What, are you kidding me? That's what they think of you and me. But in John chapter 1, we hear something important. We are not those who didn't know Jesus. We are not those who denied him. We're his children. And his children have been given a very special gift in faith. He mentions it twice. We've been given grace and we've been given truth. Now, when I see grace, I saw in this text, it mentions grace upon grace, but right before that, it mentions what we consider often the opposite of grace, and that's the law. You know, through Moses, God gave us the law, but through Christ, you know, we have grace upon grace. And I tell you, as Lutherans, we have a real problem theologically and practically when it comes to the law. Now, if you're just your run-of-your-mill, you know, Baptist or Foursquare or Pentecostal, you got no problem with the law at all. I'm sure you got the Ten Commandments posted in every room, right? They love the law. We, on the other hand, as soon as I hear law as a Lutheran, I immediately say, I'm justified by grace apart from works of the law. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and we should just completely forget about it. God didn't give us the law because he wanted to be mean. He gave us the law because it's a gracious gift to his children. That's why he gave us the law. I mean, parents make rules and laws in their home for their children. They're not doing that, despite what the kids think at the time, to ruin their lives. They're doing it because they love them, because they're being gracious to them. If they ignored their children and never gave them any laws, now that's the opposite of grace and gracious action. Of course, there's one really big problem when it comes to the law. It's a problem I ran into Christmas many, many years ago. It's like when I was 4 or 5 years old, maybe even younger, I had two basic toys. I had a summer toy and I had a winter toy. Being in Minnesota, my summer toy was my big Tonka truck, drive it around, filled up with dirt, you know, that kind of stuff, dump the dirt out, really exciting. But, I mean, I could do that all day. But in the wintertime, it's too cold outside, I don't want to get the Tonka truck, it's already getting rusty, so I didn't want to get it any more messed up. And so, then I had Lincoln Logs. I mean, I'm sure everybody had Lincoln Logs when you were a kid, right? I loved Lincoln Logs, right? Oh, it was just great. I could always build a nice cabin for Abraham Lincoln, right? That's what I always thought. And then I'd build a slightly different cabin for Abraham Lincoln. And then a slightly small one, a summer vacation house for Abraham Lincoln. And I would just keep back. Now, of course, by the time you've made the umpteenth Abraham Lincoln thing, you get a little bored. So I kind of begged my parents for something a little better than the Lincoln Logs. And that was an Erector set. I bet you some of you people had those too. Now, I got they actually gave it to me. I had an Erector set, and I was so excited. I ran to my room, and I said, I'm going to start building something. See, because this is a Erector set. Not only do you build something, but you see, it can do something because it has a motor, which excited me. And so the first thing I built, I think there were plans in there for it, was a crane. And I go, this is going to be great. I'm going to build this big crane, and I'm going to get the motor in there, and I'm going to use the crane to tear apart Abraham Lincoln's house or play, you know, lift up my Tonka truck or something like that. And so I did. I spent all day, made this beautiful crane, worked beautifully until I put the motor in. and the motor didn't work. And I was mortified. And for some unknown reason, I never told my parents. Probably because I assumed they wouldn't get me a new one, or they wouldn't buy me a motor for it, or they wouldn't even try to figure out how it was broke. But without that motor, I'm sorry, it might as well have just been metal Lincoln logs, right? I had to use my imagination again. I wanted to use a motor. Now, that was the problem. Now, it's the same problem with us in the law. The law comes to us through Moses from God as a gracious gift from our Heavenly Father to his children. The problem is we don't have a motor to run it. We wouldn't do the law if we could. For me, the clincher is Adam and Eve were perfect and sinless, and they couldn't keep the law. What chance do we have? John chapter 1 is describing God's solution to that problem. Everything's leading up to verses 14 through 18. We hear that there is the Word. The Word is God. The Word is eternal. All things were created through this God. And through the Word, we were created as children of God. And he is light, and he is life. And yet, this Word was not willing to just shine his light upon us from a distance. Instead, it says in John that he came to us to bring light and life into our lives. This is the incarnation. The incarnation is what gives the Christmas story strength and flesh and power. It's not just a story about some little baby that was born in Bethlehem, and oh, isn't that sweet, and here comes the little drummer boy, and let's just talk about joy, hope, and peace a lot without even knowing what the words mean. It's about a little child who was born who happens to be God to save us from our sin. And that's the grace that John is talking about. And the truth he's talking about is this, verse 18, no one's seen the Father except Jesus, and Jesus reveals the Father to us. So we know how much he loves us, and we know the grace he has for us. We know that God creating the world is true. I don't care what anybody says about my beliefs and my hopes and my faith. The whole world could say I'm an idiot. I don't care. That doesn't make any difference. What I do care about is that I know God created it. I know he did it out of love. I knew when we broke the world, he sent his son, the Word, to save us and to fix that world again. I know that he's made me a child of God and you as well. And I know that we celebrate this season as we approach Christmas quickly. We celebrate this season because we have grace and we have truth, and nothing will ever take that away from us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand now as we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.